Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a snowy but beautiful Tuesday, December 2nd, year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because we're standing tall in the world again, and we actually have people in Washington who care about the American people. It's quite amazing. It's pretty refreshing. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga, and we'll feature one of his great companies today, Serenity Care, the gold standard in senior care in Northeast PA. These are men we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Daryl Jones of Oliphant, John Randazzo, West Wyoming, and Dr. Hugo Mori, Clark Summit, the United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it and abuse it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order with an actual gavel and soundboard provided by the Slabjacker, that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where the leadership and an entire political party, the Democrats, has gone insane. Literally insane. Did I sound like Jasmine Crockett there? Well, I don't know. It's our first snowfall of the year. It was very light when I got up this morning. Almost nothing. In fact, I thought it was frost. I had forgotten about the snow reports. But it's a little slick on the highways and the roadways. So just watch yourself. I I don't, because I got going a little late this morning towards the studio, I didn't have time to go slow. So I had to go normal speed. I didn't go fat. I didn't go over the speed limit, but I went normal speed. And just at one point, I switched to the passing lane, and Big Lou gave a little, you know, slide, and I was like, oh, boy, this is not good. But you got to get her. We got to do the whole deal. Oh, Joe from Westside says it's not a soundboard. It's a sound block. Thank you, Joe. Joe from Westside, our man. You guys don't know, maybe some of you don't know, I really do appreciate being corrected. Because I'm like anybody else. If you're not corrected, you'll go on saying something stupid. Eventually, you'll become a Democrat leader. But I'm watching what is happening. Now, we had those six complete idiots and their little seditious statement trying to undermine the chain of command of the military. And none of them could point to an illegal order that Trump or Pete Hegseth or anyone had given. Couldn't, just imagine that. I want you to think how stupid these people are. Like, we've been taught from when we're little kids to respect people in positions of leadership. My God, they're United States senators, United States Congress people. And they weren't, for the most part, the usual suspects. They weren't Jasmine Crockett and AOC and Bernie, the people we expect idiocy out of. And so they come up and they put this thing together. It's the typical Democrat anti-Trump thing where they all say the same thing. Who thought this was a good idea? They started it last year. Who thought it was a good idea? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Anyway, now they're getting leaks from Confederates in the Pentagon. And believe me, there's establishment zoomies in the Pentagon, guaranteed. Well, we know it. And in every part of government, who are as much our political enemy as the Democrat goofballs who you heard from. Anyway, they're leaking that it was a double tap, that they shot this one boat and there were survivors or something to that effect, and they shot again. And I'm sort of thinking, okay. But see, they're looking for anything. They're not trying to have good government. They're not trying to save democracy. They're not trying to do anything. They're trying to be important. And they're trying to undermine a political opponent, even if it harms the country. It's quite amazing. Lee says he's mocking me because I forgot about the snow report when I got up this morning. Well, listen, my job when I get up in the morning, Lee, is that I've got to make sure that Chauncey gets outside. I've got to make sure that to keep the cat and the dog separated. I've got to make sure that the cat gets fed. I had to get the garbage out today. I had to clean up the cat's thing. I've got my little jobs to do, which keep my focus, and I think I have a right to forget briefly. But he says, stop with the whiskey and all, with all those concussions from when you were younger. I've got the mind of an Airedale. I can be distracted quite easily. I was doing my duties this morning. And it's still dark, so you got to put in a little extra focus. So I forgot that it was going to snow. And it was here's the thing. It was so light on my back patio that it looked like frost. And I even commented to myself, frost. Well, no, it was. Then I noticed there was the lightly falling snow as Chauncey ran outside. He's black brindle, so you can see it against him, if nowhere else. Ginny C, she's checking in. She was happy I made it to work safely and telling me to have a good day and don't let the turkeys get your blood pressure up. Well, I'm supposed to get in a lather. I really am. It's my job, Jenny. Don't worry. It doesn't actually upset me to get worked up because this stuff is important to all of us. It's disturbing to those of us who are normal and don't have Trump derangement syndrome or some other affectation. By the way, book signing event Thursday, December 11th. Here at the studios, authors Chris Finazzo and super author Matt Birkbeck. They're coming to the Wilk Performance, WILK Performance Studio here at Broadcast Center on 315 in Pittston Township. Noon to 1 o'clock. There'll be a Q&A that I'm going to host where you could ask the authors question about their books, about how do you write. And by the way, Matt Birkbeck he's a writer. He reported for the Allentown Morning Call, but his list of books, his bibliography is awesome. And Chris Finazzo, first-time author, he was a very high-powered fashion industry expert and executive who got caught up in essentially a made-up crime. Got prosecuted, went to trial, all that, and end up as a town driver, which is the people who drive off campus for the administration, for the prison administration. And he wove his story of prosecution and prison in with those of the people he drove after they had served their sentences. I'm telling you, it's a great book. But you can be here. Now, you have to go on WILKNewsRadio.com and you have to RSVP. And Matt Birkbeck, and you could I'm going to find out which books they're going to bring. Well, I know Chris Finazzo will bring the Town Driver book, The Reflections of a Town Driver, but the Matt Birkbeck, his bibliography is so long, but he's written The Quiet Don about local mafiosa and incredible powerhouse, Russell Bufalino. The Life We Chose, his chief henchman of Bufalino, Billy D'Elia. And then The Wicked. It's his first novel set in Jim Thorpe, PA. It's an incredible book. And then, of course, he's got a new one coming out, The Bookie. And he's got all his past books that are awesome. You look up Matt Birkbeck, you're going to see, man, this guy's the real deal. So they'll both be here. I just looked up my Bacardo Jeweler watch. I looked down and then up. Tells me that it's 9:20. That means I've got to go. In any event, we'll do that. We're going to take a break. Want to hear from our great sponsors. We've got a little history, a little music, as usual, and then we'll be back. You can reach me by call or to text 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery.
why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sam Cooke. Murph tells us this date, 1957, he had the number one hit with You Send Me. And, of course, 1823, the president of the United States does what Trump is doing. He established the Monroe Doctrine. Stay out, Europe. Stay out, foreign partners of our hemisphere. This is ours. And Trump's doing much the same thing. And he's also telling corrupt communists like Nicolas Maduro, get out. I'm a little up in the air on the whole thing. It's one of those policies where I say, you know what? I trust these people. They're going to make mistakes, though. That's the thing I hope they realize. They're going to hit a passenger boat or something, or they're going to get set up by the drug guys with kids on a boat that they blow up or something. It's going to happen. You know that. Oh, and then the faux outrage by the Democrats, who were all too happy to have 300,000 unaccompanied kids come into this country and have tens of thousands of them sold into labor or sex slavery. They didn't care about kids then, but they'll care. They'll care when Trump makes a mistake. Yes, they will. Even though theirs wasn't a mistake, it was intentional. Their disgrace. In any event, somebody texted, I would like to know where these Patriot whistleblowers were during the 4 years of the Biden administration, ALTS, you're right. Nowhere to be found, but you got to remember, everybody within the establishment would have told on them and they would have been punished. They can get away with it now. The other part is nobody in the media would report what they were saying. Now, something that we talked about and somebody had texted in last week, they said, what's going on, Bob? No Christmas lights in downtown Scranton on Lackawanna Avenue, Spruce Street, Linden Street, Mulberry Street. Is all the money saving on Christmas decorations going towards the mayor of Scranton for Congress? Yeah, very likely. Somebody asked, Bob, can you, let's go back, let's continue on the war crimes nonsense. Bob, LTS, I heard nothing about war crimes when Biden blew up that innocent Afghani family of 10 by accident, or when Obama double-tapped during his administration. These libs are insane, says Slick. You nailed it. You nailed it. Somebody wants me to talk about this Somali orchestrated welfare fraud in Minnesota. I'm going to. Because remember, we've got the same left-wing disease in our governor and our state. And I talked about it before. It's called the Crown Act. And my man Gary sent it in to remind me. I talked about it last week. We now have a law. It's called Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. This is insane. It amends the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act to expand the definition of race to include traits historically associated with race, including hair texture, protective hairstyles, and religious creed. Remember, the Democrats control the House. This is what they're working on, even though they couldn't get a budget done for 140 some days. That's what he's doing. Oh, and in addition to this pandering, and believe me, he's as left-wing as you can be, Shapiro. He's a phony. John Fetterman called him out as a phony. And so Shapiro, they passed this law, insane, superfluous. So I just want you to remember this. Now, all right, so I have a Rastafarian haircut, let's say. And somebody in my workplace doesn't like it. Well, you already have, if it's true, a race charge against the person. So now there's a double tap for you. Oh, it's not just my skin color, it's my hair. So it's another bite at the apple. And I appeared before the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission as a lawyer representing the borough of Dunmore. It's insane. I had to advise, and they not just with one client, and I had to advise my clients, hey, they're going to nail you. Let's just roll over and get the best deal. That's what it is. It's a kangaroo court. Anyway, it's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. This is what your governor's doing when he can't pass a budget. From Rich McHale, he says, Bob, I'm watching The Five, and Jessica Turloff just labeled the Afghan shooter an alleged murderer. Trump labeled him correctly, animal. Yep. By the way, I didn't know you could put fake false eyelashes on a piece of poop. Oh, wait, I forgot about Jasmine Crowder. Jasmine's got to stay close to our heart because she's so idiotic. And such a joke. Somebody said, a very significant number of women discriminate against me because of my height. I hope Shapiro addresses that next. Plus, it removes the ability of women to swipe left on my dating profile. Why not that next? I agree. Now, are you short or are you tall? That's the question. As an average-sized person, or average height, above average size. Yeah. Yeah, let's protect everybody. Lordy, lordy, lordy. These people, they're crazy. It isn't you. They're crazy. The Pennsylvania legislature that could not pass a budget for 142 days now protects hair. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by a friend of the veterans, John Basiliga. Today featuring one of his great companies, Serenity Care, a senior and personal care community in Northeast Pennsylvania that sets the standard. Four locations, Mid Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Dementia care services in Mid-Valley and Kingston facilities. All four of the personal care locations, they've been completely renovated. Inside and out, they're accepting new residents. John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area, and he's done it. Serenity Care. Daryl Jones, he was from Oliphant. He was just 70 when we lost him November 11th. Born in 1954, December 27th. A member of the Elm Park United Methodist Church in Scranton. A graduate of Lakeland High School. Daryl proudly served all of us in the United States Navy. He was a sheet metal fabricator. Avid sports fan. Penn State, Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers, Boston Red Sox. Surviving his daughter, Lacey, stepdaughter, Chrissy. Two half-sisters. Nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews. Tragically, Daryl Jones was preceded in death by his son, Noah. Daryl Jones, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and the great Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Winter weather advisory. You know, you could see it. Today, snow developing this morning, accumulating 2 to 5 inches in the Valley cities, up to 8 inches possible in the Poconos and the Netherlands, like where Nancy lives. High 35. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. 25. Wednesday, sunny and cold, 35. Thursday, cloudy and breezy. Thursday, cloudy and breezy with a chance of afternoon and evening showers. Snow showers, that is. High 35. We're in winter. The Monkees. Murph says this date, 1967, they had the number one hit. Bob Cadaro back with you. And, of course, somebody had texted in on this. And, it's one of the reasons I love hanging around with you guys. Because it's so smart. You remember so many things. And it's something that just infuriates me to this moment every time I think about it. And they said, did you see the outrage on the left about Trump's use of the R word? The same party that voted for and tried to pass a bill here in PA to target the mentally challenged in the womb. Yep. Every Democrat voted against protecting children in the womb for targeted abortions. If they had Down syndrome or some other issue. It's amazing. But they're upset about Trump's using the word retard about a person who, by the way, he's a functional. He hasn't been diagnosed. So it's the pejorative use of the word. I don't see the offensive part of it. I really don't. Especially when referring to somebody like Tim Walz. He's a complete jackass. He's a complete fool. He's a complete idiot. You only need to watch some of the things he says, how he behaves. And now you've got this billion-dollar scam. Now, here's what happens. And they're saying, well, no, don't talk about the Somalis. They're black. And blah, blah. Here's the story, though, guys. And it's the same thing with the Islamists, whom this country has imported. They do not want to assimilate. Now, a couple of facts about Somalia. It is a completely failed country. It is savage. It is no better than countries from centuries ago in terms of civilization. What do they say? The average IQ is like 67 in Somalia. Now, much of that is not generational, but nutritional and all other kinds of issues. But this is a, as Trump would say, an S-hole country. It's a disaster. And we let them in here by the tens of thousands. And they went into Minnesota in large part. And they're destroying it. And all they are, this is all they know. Their culture is thuggery. It's theft. It's taking advantage of other people. That's what Somalia is. They've brought it to this country, and it was completely predictable that they'd figure out how to steal billions of dollars from naive, good-hearted people and other incredible incompetents like Tim Walz. And the money went back to Somalia. Millions and millions of it. And if it went back to Somalia, it went to terrorists who run that economy. This is insanity. And don't think the Islamists are going to change either. We've got millions and millions of Americans who are of Muslim faith. Great citizens. Conservative, by the way. But then we've got Islamists because we don't do any vetting because that would be racist. And the Biden administration just let them come in. Because they wanted to actively destroy our country and our culture. And so the Islamists are here, and they're cheering in Dearborn, Michigan, death to America. They're openly stating that they're going to take the country over. And that Sharia law will govern not the American Constitution. And guess who's helping them? The Democrat Party and the Democrat left. Who, by the way, will be the first people they slaughter if they ever take charge. It's an unholy alliance embodied by the current, the soon-to-be mayor of New York, Zohran Mamdani. That alliance is embodied inside of him. That's how much of a phony he is. A left-wing Islamist. They don't, that doesn't exist, so you know. His philosophy, his, what he projects is as phony as his smile. As phony as his life. Unbelievable. It just continues. It just continues. These people are insane. I'm telling you. All right, we need to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We need to hear from our great sponsors. We'll hear a little music as well. We got the Bloomberg Money Minute in there. And to find out what's happening in the markets on this snowy day in Northeast PA. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. December 2nd, 1969. Murph says the Rolling Stones recorded their hit Brown Sugar, Muscle Shoals Studios, Alabama. How great is that? Man. Murph, he just knocks it out of the park every day. The Somalians aren't too dusty, somebody texts in. They figured out how to scam a bunch of white liberals out of billions. These people just sit in their ivory towers of academia and government and have no aspect of the hell they are unleashing on earth. Amen. Amen. Somebody said we need to fly some Blackhawks overhead. Cabinet guy. Well, what do you mean by that now? Put that in some context. You're talking about Blackhawk helicopters, I'm assuming. Give me some context, my man. Oh, boy. Yeah. LTS, one of Kim says, but fascist, Nazi, vile, all okay about Trump. Yeah, I know. Well, remember, it becomes most offensive when it hits closest to the mark. Tim Walz, I won't use the word. Trump's right. There's something seriously wrong with him. Not the scientific term for the word, but the pejorative form of it is completely applicable. He's a sick, stupid man and a dangerous one. He's in charge of a state. And because he let the Somalis steal all this money, he might get reelected. Let me text him, Bob, you're right. We better open our eyes. Anyone who says death to America should be deported with no chance to return here ever. We need to stand strong. ALTS back at you. You're right. Bob, Governor Tim Walz, who promoted transgender operations and ideology on our children, the man who compared President Trump to Hitler and ICE to Gestapo. Which was totally insane and untrue, now must face God's rule. What you falsely do to others will come back on you. Tim Walz and his cronies now caught in the center of a spider web. Massive billion-dollar government fraud investigation. Talk about bad karma for lying about President Trump. And for being a scumbag. Someone helpfully adds, Tampon Tim. Yeah, he's the guy who put the tampons in the boys' bathroom. Yep. Someone else, Tim Walz acts as he does because he's in China's pocket. Don't forget about that sinister backdrop to this scumbag, this fool. Rip Taylor without confetti. Well, I'm in a lather now. So my Bacardo watch tells me, Bob, it's time for the news. And let's do that. But I want to remind you, Bacardo Jewelers, you got to go to the store. A lot of people thought, oh, this is too high-end. You got to have all this money. Well, I don't have a lot of money. And I shop there all the time. I love the place. And I've got my Bacardo Jewelers watch on. It's quality. It's value. That's the important part. They'll figure it out with you. But when it comes to watches, Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and of course, my favorite, the Bacardo Jewelers watch. 10:02. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.